Welcome to the Stained Glass series from WKU Public Radio. I'm Emil Moffitt. On this episode, we feature organist Ken Stein, along with members and friends of the Christ Episcopal Church Choir. The concert was recorded December 5th at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Bowling Green. Arguably the greatest composer that ever lived, J.S. Bach penned several settings of this Advent hymn, Savior of the Nations Come. This setting has been grouped by musicologists into the collection known as the Great 18. It takes the form of an ornamented chorale, in which the decorated version of the melody is soloed out on the pungent cornet voice of the organ, while the flutes of the organ provide an elaborate accompaniment in the hands and pedals. Thank you. Paul Mons, a contemporary Lutheran composer, has composed so much beautiful music that's found its way into the hearts of Christians of all denominations. This Advent text is drawn from the book of Revelation and sounds the dual meaning of Advent, Christ's Advent 2,000 years ago, as well as his second Advent, to which Christians look forward. The very first sung words of Handel's Messiah are sung by the tenor soloist. This work is structured by the pairings of recitative, which serve as the narrator, and their link to aria, which serve as the poetry. Interspersed between these are the choruses, of which the Hallelujah Chorus is best known. Dr. Jeremiah Colley sings these opening selections.
Comfort ye, comfort ye, my people, comfort ye. Oh. Of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
You're listening to the Stained Glass series from WKU Public Radio, featuring organist Ken Stein, along with members and friends of the Christ Episcopal Church Choir. The Annunciation, when the angel Gabriel announces to Mary of her pending conception and birth of Christ. This choral arrangement by the British composer Richard Shepherd has a lilting triplet accompaniment that reminds one of the accompaniment of Bach's well-known Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring. The recitative we're about to enjoy draws from the words of the prophet Isaiah. What follows in the aria is Handel setting his sheep song in a way that evokes a pastoral scene with shepherds and all. The recitative and the first half of the aria are sung by mezzo-soprano Deborah Stein, and the higher-pitched second half of the aria is sung by soprano Brittany Whitlow.
Then shall the eyes of the blind be unstopped, then shall the lame man leap as an art, and the tongue of the dumb
Calling to mind the parable of the wise and foolish virgins waiting for the bridegroom, Bach set a multi-movement cantata based on the German chorale, Sleepers Awake, or Wachet auf, probably his most famous cantata. From these cantatas, he later extracted six pieces and arranged them for organ solo. This collection later became known as the Schubler Chorales. Wachet auf is probably the best known of these arrangements and is played using the flutes for accompaniment and a solo voice to state the chorale theme in longer note values. Handel, for his seminal work, plucks from all over the sacred scriptures. For example, this aria's text is drawn from the ninth chapter of the prophet Zechariah. It is in a modified ABA form. The outer sections of the aria give the soprano a little chance to show off with virtuosic passages, while the middle section is slower, more contemplative, and lyrical in its mood. Kate Kilgore, soprano, will sing this aria. Thank you.
Rejoice, rejoice greatly. Rejoice, O daughter of Zion. O daughter of Zion, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. O daughter of Zion, rejoice greatly, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, cometh unto thee.
Thank you.
a contemporary text written by Yaroslav Vajda, has found its beautiful setting in the lyric beauty of Carl Schalk's masterful composition. Listen carefully to the text as we eavesdrop on the conversation directed to the angels. You're listening to the Stained Glass series from WKU Public Radio, featuring organist Ken Stein, along with members and friends of the Christ Episcopal Church Choir. Before his death, Bach had outlined a little organ book, a pedagogical work with a rather ambitious goal of setting 145 chorales, outlining the liturgical year. He ended up setting only 45 of these. Each is between 1 and 2 pages long, but all are masterfully conceived. This setting of Nun Com is the first of these 45, which starts with the new year of Advent. The final selection for this concert is based on the ancient riddle poem Adam Lay y Bounden. It is set by the young and up-and-coming and quite prolific composer Carson Kuman. This choral work is part of his 500-plus opus numbers. The Stained Glass series is made possible by the parishioners of St. Joseph's Catholic Church and through a generous gift from Lynn and Dennis O'Keefe. Thanks to our engineering staff, Don Eastman and Sam Holliday, for their work recording and mixing this concert. I'm Emil Moffitt. Thanks for listening.